All right, do we have a motion to move out of closed executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, moving on real quick, do we consent items? Do I have a motion to approve consent items? Is there any questions or concerns there? Got a chance to move them? Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent items.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. And with that, we are to our honoring excellence. I think we will start out today with the FFA. Chad, do you want to come up here and kind of help? This is a real soft place to my heart because I got to travel with you guys to Nationals last year, and man, the level, like, first off, recognize all these kids are state champions, which that's saying something right there, being that, but then we had some really great placements within the national. Sorry, we have a whole vibe going on here in a minute. So. It's a little walkout music. So I'm just going to introduce each of the teams, and then Chad, if you want to just come here and speak to kind of what went on, and then I'll read this over. So first we have the forestry team. They placed silver, finishing 21st overall in the nation. And Chad, real quick, how many people attended this conference and how many people compete?
There's probably 72,000 in attendance, and if you took all of the different competitions total, it's only 5,800 at max that would be participating, so much less than 10% of the kids that attend compete.
21st overall in the nation. Team members are Keaton Eliason, Kyson Huntsman, Lucy Draper, and Austin Curtis. And then we also had the agronomy team, who also earned a silver rating and placed 17th in the nation. Team members are Caleb Stanworth, Colby Bunker, Mason Ennis, and Little Williams. Where are you at? I know he's...
Heston.
There we are, Heston. I'm like, I know. Sorry. Your name's not Little Williams. Anyways, and notably, Colby placed 8th individually in the nation and earned the highest test score in the country. So that is an extra. Our nursery landscaping team earned a gold rating and finished 13th in the nation. Team members included Savannah Young, Meg Carroll, Gabby Carter, and Chloe Sharp, who most notably was our previous floriculture team, who placed 4th in the nation. So, and additionally, two of our students, Lucy Draper and Cody Weaver, were selected to participate in the National Talent Competition. As part of this honor, they were invited to perform at various locations around Indianapolis during the convention. So, you two up for singing some national anthems?
I know Lucy can do it. I've heard it.
Yeah,
I got
plans for you guys. Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Oh, you should, yes.
I'll be getting hold of you. But anyways, Mr. Warnick, do you want to come up here and kind of give us a little 411, a little spiel on these guys?
You're only talking points.
I know.
That's why she went first.
That's why she texted, give us some talking points. Yes.
I'm going to make me look good. Chad, you're on your own.
No, there's a lot of really good things to note. If you're not in it, it's hard to explain it from the inside to the outside of what, you know, FFA really is, because, you know, here in Little Delta, you know, kids don't really see the full scope of what it can be until they get there. Nationally, there's a million high school FFA members. You start looking at the number of programs nationally, there's about 10,000 programs throughout the country. And then there's a series of different steps that kids need to do to be able to qualify to win state and go and compete nationally. It's a good problem to have, but I think sometimes it's become almost an expectation amongst our students that we're going to have kids that win, but that does not take away at all the effort that they put in, because it is, I mean, 7 a.m. practices, after school practices, and a lot of individual effort. One thing that I think is way cool about the forestry team is I think if you count all of the hours that I spent with them, and we rounded it up, what would it be, 1 hour?
All on your own.
This was cool. They are ones who, I'm not a forestry guy. I'm trying to become one. I'm teaching Hannah right now, and I keep asking Keith, is this how you do it? But they just wanted to win another competition, and they figured it out. And they just said, we need this, so I buy it for them, or I give them some resources, or print it off. But it's cool when you know that, you know, you're not necessarily the thing that prevents kids from winning. They'll just put that effort in there, and that's really cool. The other thing that's really neat to note is how many of these kids, they've won two competitions or three. If you've won three competitions, raise your hands.
Wow.
If you've won two competitions, raise your hand. If you're going to win another competition this year, raise your hand.
I love it. I love it.
And I mean, probably a good chance because they just have that work ethic,
right,
and attitude to be with it. Another thing with so much of this too, we just have to think of the parents, is a lot of them, they started when they were freshmen in a contest. 7 o'clock in the morning, it's hard to get there on your own when you're a freshman. So these parents having to get up early and go. So we do appreciate those, and those who are in chaperones and all those other things, financials and other stuff. So I don't know a whole lot more other to say, but you know, we just have great kids in Delta, and we have great kids in FFA, and they do a good job represented. Delta is well respected in the state, not just because of like little accolades and that, but just because they're good kids, they represent well, they look sharp. When kids see Delta,
classy team.
It's a classy team. You know, you don't see Delta wearing hats when they're in an official dress. You don't see Delta sitting in the back on their phones. They're in the front. They're stepping up. Most recently, they had a leadership conference, and a lot of the kids didn't go to the leadership conference to participate. They went and gave the workshops instead of receiving them. So a lot of good things. Cool. I can talk a long time about it, but I don't like long meetings, so I won't do any more. But if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer any. But no, let's give the recognition to these kiddos.
Do I have any questions? So with that, if we'll have all you kids, if you'll line up right down here, and we're going to have you go through, so pay attention to this. Tell us your name, tell us your parents, and what group you competed in. Or my performers as well. No, don't everyone be shy. Someone's got to move to the front. Keter bug. Way to go, Kyson.
Where should I stand at?
Right there is perfect.
I'm Kyson Huntsman. My parents are Derek and Sandra Huntsman, and I competed in
Hold on a second. Right, we'll have Cody go next. Yeah, okay. we'll get everyone over.
My name is
Cody
Weaver. My parents are Jeff and Tyler Weaver, and I compete in the My name is Austin Curtis. My parents are Megan and Derek Curtis, and I compete in forestry.
My name is Keegan Lyason. My parents are Dustin and Diana Lyason, and I compete in forestry.
My name is Colby Bunker. My parents are Robert and Tammy Bunker, and I compete in agronomy.
My name is Caleb Sandler. My parents are JD and Jenny Sandler, and I compete in agronomy.
My name is
Little
Williams.
Little Williams.
Little Williams.
My parents are Vivian Allen Williams, and I competed in agronomy.
Could have been Marley's brother, so listen.
Listen.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to
have you guys come through. We're going to shake you.
One more clap for Tyson,
way to go, Tyson. Way to step it up and get the
game. Hey, you're welcome.
Good job. I think I'm serious about seeing you.
Okay, baby.
Hey, I love that you're the one lady with all the
things. I love it.
Way to go, Mason.
Yeah.
I can't help but call you Peter.
That's what everyone calls me.
So awesome.
Colby, I hear you're pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hi, Austin always says how smart you are.
Thank you.
So proud of you. That's really so awesome.
Yeah. Way to go, you guys.
Way to go.
wait because we're going to take pictures, but we have one more person to honor. Amy, I'm going to have you help me a little bit.
Okay.
But this is for, it's Erin. Which sister are you?
I'm Amy.
I knew it. Okay, I was like, huh. Okay, I was like, wait.
See, I'm like, then I was getting confused because it's both Amy. Sorry, yeah. That was my bad.
But this is for Amy. I know the Amy.
Miss Winkier.
Hey, how does that work?
Kaden calls you Miss Winkier. How's that?
I'm like, I know who she is, but... Anyways, Amy, this is in recognition of your outstanding leadership and service as the state of Utah. So she's not like our little Delta High School FBLA officer. Girlfriend is state officer, president.
For the whole state.
Madam President for the entire state of Utah, representing Delta High School with excellence and distinction. And I'll let your advisor kind of speak a little bit more to you. But man, thank you for representing us.
So awesome.
So cool.
So proud of you. So you
like
two
that.
Come up here.
Yes, come up here.
Yes.
Yes. You get both the Amy's.
This is just for you. This is for you.
And listen, I'm going to say your last name so good because my son's in Argentina and you are Moishano.
She is getting it down.
I will not mess that up for you.
Hey, well, this is Amy Moishano. This is just my second year of teaching and it's been really cool to watch Amy and get to know her. She is one who is very willing to accept others into the fold of FBLA, and I've noticed her professionalism and things like that. And when she came to me, so her sister Lucy was a state officer last year, and she came to me and was like, I want to run this year, but I'm nervous, I don't know if I can do it. And I was like, you can, power pose the heck out of this, you're gonna do it.
Heck yeah.
I just know you can do it. And so we worked on power posing a lot. And I remember when she got it was really cool. We got to see her go up on stage and her sister was able to help her and like do the induction and everything like that. So it was really cool to see. And then she texted me and was like, I'm the state president. That's a lot of pressure.
You got this.
We may as well full send it. And she's definitely done that. She's been one who has been very encouraging to many others in our state, and I've seen that as we've gone to different competitions. I was able to go with her. I've gone to two national competitions with her, and then we just competed in region, and she took first place in public service announcement and in
there
accounting as well.
Way
so
go. Great.
Very good and very awesome, very professional, and it's been fun to get to know her.
Well, thank you. Thank you
very
for representing
much.
Our district. Oh, you gotta shake all our hands.
Oh, you gotta shake our hands.
Good for you.
I know, congratulations.
And you look so cute.
Oh, I know.
Very pretty.
Thank you.
I know, it's
yeah.
So cute.
Thank you.
All right.
Ever say your parents?
Oh, we got. Tell us your parents' name. We can't be missing out on
we
that. They are proud.
They are. They should be too.
Well, then I don't have.
Well, it doesn't. You're the Madam President.
Yeah.
The Madam President.
My name is Amy Moishano, and my parents are Matias Moishano and Melissa Sagripandi. So.
Aww.
Oh, there you go.
So proud.
We're going to do pictures, right?
Yes. Yep.